Fred P Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 69th edition of Festival de Cannes. Today I have with me Mohamed Diab, director of Clash, screening here to open the Certain Regard.
Mohamed, so first of all, how does it feel to be opening Certain Regard with Clash?
It's such a big honor, the Cannes Film Festival is like the chocolate factory for a kid. It's just like heaven, so to be here and to be the opening film in Certain Regard, it's such a big, big honor. It's very hard to do something else. Like, what? It's all going to be downhill from here. It's very hard to follow up this.
I know it's hard, but can you tell us from your words? I want to have a brief introduction of Clash.
Clash is a political action film. It's set in the bloody clashes that followed the toppling of the president, the Islamist president, when the army removed him in 2013 after the revolution, 2 years after the revolution. So the streets were so filled with clashes that thousands of people died. So it's set in a truck, police truck, that they arrested a lot of people. And they, by mistake, they arrested people from both sides. And just imagine, people wanted to kill each other, stuck in that car for a whole day. And it's an action film because the car moves through those clashes and it escalates, and it was very hard to make all that.
How did you get the idea of the film, but most of all to have an ensemble film, an ensemble cast, and plus to set it in this so closed environment so that you could develop all these characters?
I'm a writer. So I love challenges. The idea was my brother's idea, Khalid Diab, who we worked together so many times. But I felt this is the perfect idea to represent the, how Egyptians feel about what's going on in the past couple of years. Egyptians are so divided that some people don't even call it a revolution. So this is how divided it is. And I felt everyone needs to be represented. Everyone needs to be there in this car. Because the main reason we're making this film is to get a closer look at everyone, and for everyone to see the other, and to stop seeing them in black and white, only those two colors. You need to see them in gray. So, and the question is, would enemies stay enemies? Would friends stay friends getting into in the car? And I think we leave you with a question, because definitely the film is not talking about a lovey-dovey life, and people are just going to be friends. And no, it's very realistic, and it exactly represents the situation right now in Egypt.
How did you develop the characters? How did you try and portray them in respect to what their beliefs are?
I love challenges, and I remember writing 678 about women who get harassed, which I knew nothing before the film about, and I loved that a lot of people told me like the film felt like it was made by a woman. The same thing here. I needed to put myself in everyone's shoes. It developed me as a human being. I'm less judgmental now. And I hoped, this is the same feeling I wish it transfers to the audience, especially Egyptian ones, or universally, any place that has internal conflicts and turmoil. And I think it applies like to Venezuela, Brazil, Ukraine, Egypt, that's the current situations, and any place that had turmoil before. The characters, most of them are real. Most of them are exactly, this is exactly what happened to them. 5 years of being part of the revolution and having all this happening to us in Egypt, every one of them is actually, there is a real name and I can name who he is. So every one of them is actually a real character. The only thing is, I had to put myself in his shoes and see the world from his point of view and understand his motives. Because no one sleeps at night thinking, oh, I'm doing evil and it's okay. No. Even the serial killer thinks he's a good guy and he's doing good to the world. And you need to understand his... If you need to solve this, you need to understand, especially that this film is set just before the rise of ISIS. So there is the answer for me. I think there is. You can understand the rise of ISIS once you see that film.
What's the situation now?
In Egypt? It's exactly what you see in the car. This film is updated. I finished the film 7 days ago. This film is so updated that it's exactly the situation in Egypt right now. We can survive, but the odds are against us. But we can survive this way. Have you ever heard about a country going forward with like everyone divided and everyone wants to drag it the way to their direction? It's never going to happen. So we need to do something about this if we want to succeed.
So I guess that's why you left us, as I was telling you before, unsolved, because there's an open ending.
Because I have to be realistic about what's going on, and what's going on in Egypt is an open ending that it's very bleak, and we really, really wish things could change. This film is made with sweat and blood and passion, and believe me, when making this ending is something that makes me cry every time I see the film. It's such a hard thing to see, to reach the skies at the revolution 5 years ago, and now just like going down, falling from grace is the hardest thing in the world.
What do you expect from your country in terms of watching your films, and what do you expect from this Cannes audience?
I don't know what's going to happen in Egypt, but I know it's going to upset everyone. I hope it upsets everyone equally, because the film to me is beyond the political aspects of it. It's about humanity and the closer look, as I said before. How are people going to receive it? Hopefully, if someone doesn't like it, he just like goes home. But in Egypt, individuals can sue you, and they can put you in jail if they don't like that. And this happens to a lot of artists, and a lot of artists are in jail right now in Egypt. We have a problem with the censorship, or not a problem, we're waiting for them to give us permission. There is another thing, when the government sometimes feel like there's a controversial film, sometimes they stop it. So that's not only my problem, this is the problem of every Egyptian film. So that puts, this is the struggle that we face every day, just other than any filmmaker in the world. But I still think it could change some people. And I still think it could change some people all around the world, because this is not only an Egyptian issue. This can be in any place in the world.
And I think you managed to not to be partial. I mean, I cannot see your side. I can see all the sides. So technically, that's not controversial at all.
Well, I'm happy that you're saying that I'm partial and I didn't take a side. But that's, you're seeing things from bird's eye, from away, from afar. But in the midst of fights, if you humanize the other, you're my enemy, you know? If you're not 100% with me, you're 100% against me. So to humanize the other, for every party, like the people who hate the police, when they're going to see that I humanize the police officer, if the police side or the government side, when they're going to see that I humanize the Islamists, they're not going to like that. So I hope the majority of people do. But a lot of people, this is going to piss a lot of people. But it's better to make a film like this now rather than make it 10 years later when things calm down. You're in the midst of fights, and I want the fights and the hate to stop.
Grazie Mohamed and good luck.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you Mohamed Diab, director of Clash, for being here with us, and this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 69th edition of Festival di Cannes for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.